Good morning. So today is Halloween. It's October 31st, 2020. It is 2:34 a.m. I'm up this early. But I'm always up early. Like, it's the full moon, if anybody hasn't noticed. And the full moon, aka the blue moon, is in Taurus. Now, we had this conversation. We had this conversation last year around the same time. And it was the same thing. And we have Mercury retrograde in Scorpio. It was the exact same thing as last year. So, yesterday it was like crazy, right? And today is going to be even more crazier. So everybody just has to like be chill. That's the main thing, to be chill. So being chill and staying chill, and then you have to put your feels and your emotions together. It's going to be a lot of feelings and emotions, and a lot of feelings that you can't really, express or put like a number on. This moon is in Taurus. It's in my moon sign. And for those who don't know, Taurus is my moon sign. And, so I've been wanting to be really, bullheaded. Like, I've been wanting to be stubborn. I've been wanting to be, just relax. I just want to, sleep and just relax and just be in, my comfort zone. And that's really what yesterday, the 30th, was all about, was for everybody to find their coping mechanism and to prepare themselves for this weekend. Because on top of the extreme, we're in Scorpio season, we have the full moon in Taurus, we have Mercury retrograde in Scorpio, this is a lot of feels that's coming to the forefront, and not only that, this is our second full moon throughout the month, because we had a full moon on October the 1st, and I believe that was in Aries, so that was in determination, ambition, really strong will. And it's interesting because a lot of Tauruses are, I say we because it's still my moon sign, so it's a collective. So we are really strong will, and we can be really, for the push and for the go, and, just ready to, basically just ready for change. Like, Tauruses can be ready for change, but majority of them just like things to move slow because they're an earth sign. And I should know this very well because I am a Capricorn sun sign. So Taurus is like my sister, earth sign, basically. Or, if you're a guy, a brother, earth sign, however you want to label it, I'm guessing. So be careful about, wanting to basically be so heavy on the attitude and so heavy on the, on the thinking, because, and again, Tauruses are stubborn. So this energy is going to bring about to the forefront, how to break, get past the wall. So Tauruses are the sign of the mind, of the subconscious. So, dealing with those thoughts and those emotions, we have to bring forth about what do we want, how do we want it, and basically how do we see it? You know, how do you see yourself in this way of light, in this way of, you know, your next phase or your next path? If you have some water, please drink it. If you have something to smoke, then please smoke it. I'm currently talking to you guys and multitasking on a bit of extracurricular activities. Yeah, man, like my job, you know, like this is what I'm saying. The energy is just, you know, been wild. Because my job, you know, I have another job besides this, but, you know, I'm a Capricorn. I work. So, yeah, my job just been kind of crazy. I don't know. They've just been all over the place. But am I worried about it? Of course not. I never worry about it. Dealing with the full moon, right? Oh, it was so beautiful. It was so beautiful last night. Like, I just loved the view, and it was just like I was front row and center. Like, and if anybody knows, that's like a Taurian thing, to just be chill. And Tauruses are the Hierophant. They're the Hierophant in the tarot deck. So learning, you know, they're the learner, and they're also a teacher, you know, to study and to bring forth the knowledge and, you know, just all the good things. So that was that. And then, you know, the Mercury retrograde is going to be heavy. It's been heavy on a lot of us dealing with as far as emotions, or, you know, we feel like, you know, that we can't control our emotions, but we can, because I don't know, Mercury retrograde just always fucks with me. So if it's just been fucking with you, then that's just an energy. Like, just don't be bothered by it, or don't try to get, you know, sucked up into it. Just think of it as like reevaluation, and think of it as like a new way to do something better, or to rebuild something better. And that's another thing about Scorpio season. Scorpios are the death card. It's interesting how the full moon is in Taurus and we are in Scorpio season, because Scorpio and Taurus are the complete, they're the complete opposite of each other. So, you know, transformation is something big. And we have Uranus in Taurus as well. So everything has just been like, it hasn't been hard, but it's been a little rough. But that's why we are here, so everything can come better and get into a better light. But what I was saying was, Scorpio is the death card in the tarot deck. Now, the death card could either mean, that it's coming to an end. It's coming to an end, or everything is coming to an end and starting anew. So if you've been, you know, like contemplating on something or a topic or a subject, then it's nothing to worry about, because you can either evolve from it or you can repeat the same mistake. You know, the choice is really up to you. I'd rather evolve though and elevate. But it's a chance for like a new identity, for like a rebirth, for a transformation to come about. We have to realize that Pluto is the, I believe Pluto is the planet for transformation, and Pluto is the planet for Scorpio. So dealing with that, and dealing with, you know, Uranus and Taurus, is just heavy, man. Be careful of stubborn thinking. You know, like if you're always catching yourself thinking negative, you know, you have to stop that first and foremost, and you have to you know, be stubborn, try to be stubborn with positive thinking, you know, don't be stubborn with negative thinking, because like I said, Taurus is the sign of the subconscious. So, you know, you could be thinking about a lot more than usual around this time or during this weekend. You could be thinking about a lot. A lot of changes could be coming about because the full moon also brings out changes and expression and, you know, fertility. Some of you could be pregnant. If you're pregnant, congratulations. If you don't want to get pregnant, then just be careful, you know. But it's a lot of things that we're dealing with today for Halloween. And Halloween is such a great time of the year. It really is a great time of the year, excuse me, but you know, a lot of people can get carried away, but don't get carried away because, you know, it's all about flowing. So just, it's all about flowing, you know. Tauruses are really chill, so you probably are going to catch yourself, you know, going with the Florida more usual. Be careful of temper. Like, something just came over me. Be careful of temper. You know, we have to realize this is a bull-headed time. Like, this is Taurus. Taurus is a bull. It is, you know, the horns. You know, once a bull sees red, they're on go. So it's like, you know, just don't try to, like, get uncomfortable. Don't try to get uncomfortable to the point where you're, like, going off on people. You know, because it don't be worth it. It don't be worth it. And you could lose your wins, and you don't want to lose your wins, especially in the materialistic department. A lot of Tauruses are known for luxury. Or you're not, you know, like the luxurious life. Be careful of appetite. I should say, because appetite is also a thing for Taurians. I mean, they're a bull. They're like a bull, you know. So it's like they eat a lot, or like they eat grass a lot, and you just have to, you know, just chill. I keep saying just chill, because that's really what it's all about with us, you know, like with us bulls, with us, you know, under the Taurian, you know, sign. Like, it's really just a vibe. It's just a vibe. Like, just chill, just catch this vibe, just catch this, you know, like good energy, like this good flow. A lot of Tauruses are known to bring good energy to other people, but also be careful of that as well, because you don't want to get wrapped up in the facade where you're literally giving your energy to someone who's sucking and draining the living life, living crap out of you. Like, you don't want to do that. Yeah, but food, be careful of appetite. Don't catch yourself overeating or being gluttony or, you know, handling more than what your body can take, basically. So be careful of that. If you feel like you should get in the gym, you should, you know, just go ahead and go get in the gym. Mercury retrograde, the Mercury retrograde in Scorpio is going to teach us a lot more than what we've known about ourselves. So if you are trying to, and it's going to be a foggy, like a fog headed time anyways, because we are, like I said, we're in Scorpio season. Everybody goes shit, like everybody just goes shit haywire. Like everybody just goes haywire when it's Scorpio season. For what? I'm like, you know, it's because it's a lot of energy that surfaces around this time. it's a lot of energy that surfaces around this time. Like I said, man, Mercury retrograde always fucks with me. Like, my communication when it comes to talking during the Mercury retrograde, like, my communication can be way off. So if your if your communication is way off, then don't mind it. It's just the energy playing field. If you're Mercury retrograde has a tendency to, fuck with technology as well. Because, like I said, it's for, Mercury is the planet for communication. So, it's like all these things dealing with communication, like technology. We really don't have to do, like, the whole, back then, modern day stuff or whatever. But it's like, you just can't break it sometimes. Excuse me. If you have some water, please drink it. I'm about to smoke. Like, it's going on 3:00 in the morning. Like, what the hell? I miss, like, every event. I went to sleep early, and I miss, like, every event. Oh, but my kid, like, my son, he loved it. Like, he loved the scenery. Because, like I said, we were front row and center of looking at the moon. And he just loved it. Like, he loved it. Oh, a lot of kids could be, kids are always hungry. But a lot of kids could be wanting more of the usual than what they don't really have on, like, their appetite list. I don't know if you're a parent or not, but be careful of appetite, because Tauruses love food. So, you feel me? But this is just something to update you guys with. It's really just something to give you a heads up about and to look into. I was already going to do the podcast like a couple of days ago. But, like, I kept doing it, and it just didn't sound right. And then I'm just like, OMG. And then it's like my Capricorn sun. I just be procrastinating sometimes. And it's like, I can't procrastinate because I love you guys. And I want to, give you guys this knowledge and to tell you guys, how things have been going and to update you guys on some of the things that's been happening throughout these planetary alignments, and not even the planetary alignments, like, just the astrological part of it. Really unique and really great stuff. Like I say, Tauruses are the Hierophant in the tarot deck. So it could be about a time during this weekend where it's like a lot of, knowledge is bringing about to the forefront. And, be careful of the, just the wild and craziness that is, happening. It has happened yesterday, the preparation day, and it's happened, today, tonight. I'm pretty sure tonight because it's Halloween. Like, we cannot forget, this is Halloween. This is a full moon on Halloween day, Halloween night. Like, this is a first in, like, how many years? And it's interesting because every month that we've had and all the way up until January 2021, we are going to be having new moons and full moons for each month. So from August up until now, each month, September and, October, and then, November, starting on the first on Sunday, it's going to be like, every new moon and every full moon for each month up until January 2021. So these last few months, this last half of the year has always been, you know, just about a lot of events and about a lot of change. And I think this is why this is a good time for the full moon to be in Taurus, because Tauruses have a really hard time with change sometimes. And be careful of competition. Like, even though, just be careful of competition and going back and forth and, like, along with the cattiness, because that's what people do. They provoke the bull. I don't know, like, you know, across seas when they have, like, the bullfights with the guy, and the guy is just holding up the red thing. Be careful of that, because that's going to be a lot of energy that's playing out this weekend, where a lot of people are going to be, like, holding up this red flag and, you know, trying to provoke you or, you know, play with you and play with your mind. And it's like, just notice it and just don't charge. Just be chill. Picture yourself in a good place, in a good, happy place, and just chill. Don't let people get you out of anger. Don't let people get the horns, you know, because it's not a good time. Because it's not going to be good for you. It's not going to turn out good for you. You know, that karma is going to come back around on you. So, yeah. But this is a, you know, just a little something that I wanted to share with you guys. And I'm really happy. I'm really happy that I can at least, you know, like, get the details out and, you know, to upload you guys and give you guys a really great update on what is to come for the weekend. So have a great rest of the night. I thank you to those who listen, you know, to my podcast. Thank you, castbox.com, for, you know, having me on here, and, you know, to, you know, my channel, and letting a lot of people be really open-minded. And I appreciate the open-minders for, you know, wanting to learn and take something new. You know, this is really nice, and I love you guys for that. So thank you, and peace and blessings.